Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, Carlos, final series of the first half before the All-Star break. Got the Colorado Rockies coming in here, and from the outside looking in, Rockies have not had a good year. But when you scout them and you get ready for them, what have you seen that you're certainly mindful of going into this weekend?
They're still big league players, you know. And when you look at their lineup, they got some good hitters in that lineup, you know. So, he's one of those where you got to treat it as – we got to take care of business today. You know, they're a big league team. I don't care what their record says, because anybody can beat you any day at any time. And, you know, nothing changes from our standpoint. Is you prepare, you do what you got to do before the game to get ready. And then you go out there, you compete, you have fun. And then, you know, we got to take care of business, like I said. But, three important games here before we go to the All-Star break. I like where we are as a team.
David Peterson, I think him and his wife, they worked it perfectly, right? He goes 6 scoreless innings yesterday, goes on the paternity list today. Congrats to him and his wife. And then the All-Star break. So he's got a little bit of extended time with the family. What's the latest on David?
Yeah, look, I'm glad he was able to make that start yesterday, because he gave us a heads up about a week ago when he, you know, he got in touch with his wife, obviously, and said, hey, for the next 6 or 7 days, you know, stay with your phone, because it could happen at any day. And like, when we're looking at the schedule, I was like, man, it's Thursday, you know. So, you know, when I saw him here at the ballpark on yesterday, I was like, all right, he's pitching today, because, you know, you could go home after you pitch. And then, you know, this morning he got a hold of us and said, hey, it could happen at any time, due days on Monday. But now they're telling us that it could happen at any time. I need to go. So that's the latest on that.
What have you seen from just the starting pitchers all year, but in the last 2 weeks or so, where they've kind of given you length and kept the runs down?
Yeah, they're staying on the attack, you know, getting ahead of hitters as much as we can. But then when we get behind, their ability to get back in counts, and then when they get in trouble, they continue to make pitches. And then we're making plays behind them, you know, and it goes hand in hand. So I feel like in the way they're using all of their weapons, you know. You see it with Quintana. We saw it yesterday with Peterson with the breaking ball. You know, we've seen it with Manaea. Obviously, Seve, when he got away from the game plan, that he didn't use his secondary pitches. He got in trouble in Pittsburgh, and then he made that adjustment his last time out when he used his breaking ball a lot more and had really good success. So I think it's a combination of a lot of good things, a lot of good things happening. Obviously, health is important here. They're feeling good. We're in a good spot, and you know, like I said, we got three more to go, and starts with Manaea tonight.
I think David Peterson said yesterday too, something important that winning teams have is that, you know, he goes out there yesterday, he doesn't want to be the guy that lets everybody else down. What does that say about where this team's mentality is right now?
It's contagious, you know, and it goes with the rotation, it goes offensively, it goes defensively. And when you're winning games, and as a starting pitcher, you know, the guy that went the night before goes 6, you know, it's your responsibility to let me take the ball here and give the guys, you know, a chance to win a baseball game. Same thing offensively, you know, guys having good at-bats after good at-bats. Defensively, guys making good plays. But also understanding that, you know, there's always room for improvement. We haven't been perfect. Yeah, we're winning games, but those are some of the things that we, you know, we got to clean up. But I like where we are, like I said, as a team.
Thank you, Carlos.
Yeah, you got it.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.